How many friends do you have? Day 31. Bible reading from Romans. Chapter 16. Verses 1 to 12.
I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church in Centuria, that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and assist her in whatever business she has need of you, for indeed she has been a helper of many and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise greet the church that is in their house. Greet my beloved Epaenetus, who is the first fruits of Achaia to Christ. Greet Mary, who labored much for us. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my countrymen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amplias, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Abanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and Stochus, my beloved. Greet Apelles, approved in Christ. Greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodion, my countryman. Greet those who are of the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, who have labored in the Lord. Greet the beloved Persis, who labored much in the Lord.
It wouldn't be easy to count how many friends you may have, would it? Some are close friends or relatives. Some are casual acquaintances. Others are from your place of employment. Still others may have moved out of your circle as the years have come and gone. But we all need friends and fellowship. Paul must have had a remarkable gift of friendship. He mentioned well over 100 friends in his epistles. What we have here today is a sample. Our reading is a long list of difficult names, but look closely at what Paul said about each couple or person. Phoebe was a deaconess in the church at Centuria and had been a great help to Paul. He entrusted the manuscript of the epistle to her safe keeping. What a lot we owe her. It will be wonderful to see her and thank her in heaven. When did Priscilla and Aquila risk their lives for Paul? How big was their home in Rome where the church met? Were there other churches in Rome, too? Here is the name of the first convert in Asia. What a record! Did Paul's relatives pray him into the kingdom? There are several whom Paul said that they had worked hard for the sake of Christ and the church. Tryphena and Tryphosa were possibly twin sisters. The only record we have concerning them is their work for Christ. There must be thousands like them, women who had served Christ in their local church, unnoticed by the world. All our churches should thank God for their faithfulness. They may not have been recognized on earth, but they will be greatly rewarded in heaven. The words, "work hard," which Paul used concerning these women are very interesting, for they tell us a great deal about their service. The picture given to us is one of extreme prolonged effort, not just a few minutes' work here and there. Sacrificial and faithful service is the kind God blesses. A verse to remember: your labor is not in vain in the Lord. From 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 58.